Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kalim, Perik Chaf, Mishnah Gimel. You're walking down the street, Mishnah doesn't say that, we'll just try to illustrate the case, and you pick up a wooden little pole, a wooden stick. You look at it, there's no significance, no great value. It's not Makamal Tumah, it's Pshute Klei Eitz. You come into the house, you're looking for your shovel, let's say you're looking for your axe, the case of the Mishnah is an axe, and you say, oh, the handle is not there. Of course not, it broke yesterday, and you gave it in to the fixer man to fix. He told you to call him back. Well, actually, he told you, you know, don't call me, I'll call you. And you're saying to yourself, ooh, let me get that stick. Right now, I need this axe. I'll maneuver that stick and use it like a handle, a temporary handle. Zak the Mishnah. Makala stick. Shaso besyad lekordai. He made it into a handle for an axe. He doesn't intend to keep it here. He didn't screw it in and tie it in. It'll work for now, for one time. Zak the Mishnah. Chibur letumah b'shas malach. Lemaisa, while this stick is working with the axe, I need one swing of the axe up to knock something down. At that moment, the stick becomes tummy because it's part of the axe. It's the yad, it's the handle to the axe. But if it's not b'shas malacha, if I'm not using the axe now, I don't say it's connected. Even if lemaisa, the stick is still inside the axe. So something tummy touches the blade part, only that part is tummy. And if something tummy touches the handle, then nothing is tummy, because the handle is pshute kliyetz. If it's not part of the axe, it's not makabel tumah. Zak de mishnah vayter hadiyoistar. What is a diyoistar? It's a very simple thing. Try to imagine a wooden pole that has two holes in it, on top and on the bottom. Through the hole on the top, I insert a metal pole, and through the hole on the bottom, I insert a metal pole. But it doesn't look like the telephone wires. We have two poles in the width, going in the same direction on top. Rather, one pole, let's say, goes from north to south, and the other one goes from east to west. Or one pole on top, let's say, goes from right to left, and the pole on the bottom goes like from front of me, away from me. Why do I want one pole going in one direction, the other pole going in the other direction? It has to do with the weaving process, when you set things up to weave. So the metal poles themselves, they're makabel tumah, because the din is metal is makabel tumah, even if you can't put anything inside, even if it does not have a clay kibble. The wood, however, the wooden pole that has the holes in it, that the metal runs through it, that's just plain wood. Can't put anything inside, so pshute kliyetz is not makabotum, except in this case, the wood is serving the metal poles. It's like a handle to keep the metal poles in place. So will this wood become tummy? Zak the Mishnah. Hadiyoister. Diyoy means two, star means side. It has like two sides to it. Hadiyoister chibur letuma b'shas malach. We're going to consider the wood that has the metal poles running through it, going in different directions. We're going to consider it a handle to the metal part of the keli, chibur lituma, meaning to say if the metal becomes tummy, so does the wood, but only b'shas malach, as you're working with it. But if I'm not working with it right now, and something tummy touches the pole, the wood will not become tummy. Why? Because the way this was used was when you were finished, you pulled out the poles. The poles you kept and the wood you threw away. So memela, it only has a chashivas b'shas malacha, just like we said before, when you improvised and you used that wood as a handle for your axe. But what if I did something which shows, no, this isn't just a temporary thing where I'm going to throw away the wood. Because kevoy, I set in the whole deoister, the upright wooden stick and the two metal poles, b'chloinas. Chloinas is a wooden pole that's set into the ground. A thick wooden pole, like a square beam, usually the ones like hold up your porch, or like 6x6, something like that. I'm not saying measurements. I'm saying it's a thick wooden pole. It's set into the ground. And I insert the wood from my deoister into this kloinas. And then tumah touches any chelik of the deoister. The din is tumah, even if it's not b'shas malacha, even if I'm not working with it right now. Because this is obviously set up in such a way where I'm not throwing out this stick. What's interesting, though, is because I'm setting it into this kloinas, the pole that has the sticks in it becomes one part of the keli with the pole. But the kloinas itself, the ain't a chubalai. That's not considered a chelik of the deister. So Shotumah touched this kloinas, the deyoyster does not become tameh. But because of the kloinas, the deyoyster itself stays a keli, even shaloi b'shas malach. Now here comes the next case. Asa boi deyoyster, and walk out into my backyard, I see there's a like a wooden beam standing upright on the floor of my backyard, and I say, ooh, let me drill a hole going from south to north, another hole from east to west underneath it. I'll insert metal poles into this hole, and I'll say, you can come and set up the weaving over here. So instead of putting a pole into the kloinas, I turn the kloinas into the deyoyster. Asa boi deyoyster, he turns the kloinas into the deyoyster. So the Mishnah ain't tamei eletzarchai. Part of it is going to become tamei, but not the whole beam. This beam is very long. I don't need the whole thing for this keli. Only the part of the beam that runs from the hole on top to the hole on the bottom. That part, that's what I need for my deyoyster. But what's on top of that? On top of the hole on top and the part that's on the bottom of the hole at the bottom? That's not part of the keli. Now, originally I told you that the kloinas was set into the ground. But didn't we learn anything that's mechubel lekarka does not become tamei? So take a look here in the Tiferes Yisrael. Others talk about it as well. Enochanami. It must be in this case, it's on the ground. It's not in the ground. Because if it was mechubel lekarka, it wouldn't become tamei. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Suppose I have kisei, a whole chair. Shekavai bichloinas. I screwed it into a kloinas, into this beam, into this thick beam. Zakta Mishnah tamei. The chair is still something that could become tamei. Not just tamei, if a mess touches it, or a dead sheretz touches it, but tamei, tumas midras, which is a very severe tumah. The kloinas, the pole, no. That's not part of the chair. And the chair doesn't lose its status as a chair because it's connected to the kloinas. Besides for the fact that physically I may have screwed one into the other or nailed it in, it doesn't change anything of pi'alacha. The chair is the chair, the kloinas is the kloinas. What if, says the Mishnah Vaita, asa boi kisei? I took this post and I said, let me make a chair out of it. From the kloinas itself, he made a chair. So ain't tami ela mekoimi. So enachanami, the place of the seat where you sit down on, that's a chair. That can become tummy, even tumas midras. I know it started as a kloinas, but right now it's a chair. But the rest of the kloinas, the rest of this beam, we look at it as a piece of pshute clay, it's a flat wooden object, and it does not become tummy. It's part of the chair. It's not part of the chair. In this case, we don't consider it a yad, a handle, so to speak, to the seat, because it doesn't help the seat in any way. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, we're not finished with this chair yet. Kavoy, suppose he connected it. Bekoiris Beis Habad, the beam of the Beis Habad. The Beis Habad is the beam that's used to squeeze out the oil from olives. So the Mishnah Tami, this chair continues to be a chair. It's Roy Lekabel Tumas Midras, should a Zav sit on it. The Ein Chibrola, it's not considered connected to the beam. If the chair does become Tami Tumas Midras, the olive squeezing beam does not become Tami with it. What happens if here too, Asa Beraisha? He's very handy, this person. He needs a chair. All he sees is a beam to squeeze olives. So he takes out some tools, and before you know it, he turns the top of the beam into a chair. I mean, you have to know how to do this, but it's a pretty interesting feat. Zakta Mishnah, if he does so, kisei, this chair that he carved out of the top of the beam, tahar. Why? Because when the people are going to come out and say, okay, we got to squeeze the olives, we got to get the oil out of it, we say, what? Who turned the top of the beam into a chair? We're going to say, excuse me, please get off that chair, we need this beam. And they shall oimrin loy, we're going to say to this person sitting on the chair, amoid v'nases melachteinu, stand up from the seat so we can continue with our work here. We need oil for Hanukkah, or for whatever other reason. And here we come to a new yesod, the yesod of Amoid v'nases melachteinu. I can't squeeze Zaysim over here with a chair. And being that we're not going to let him continue to use this as a chair, it's not called a chair. The Pasuk says, V'chol ha'kli asher yeshev olav yitma. V'chol, that teaches us, it has to be a keli that's set aside l'moshev, in this case to sit on. It doesn't have to be made for a chair. We learned earlier, you can have a chest, a box. But people sit on it, fine. It's still metame tumas midras. That's learned from Bukhar. It says, Asher Yeshiv Olav. The Asher Yeshiv teaches us it has to be a keli that's royally yeshiva. It doesn't get in our way. So if I have a box which has a side door and the kids are taking Yichvei's toys inside and out, and the babysitter is sitting on top of the box, it doesn't bother anyone. It's still functioning as a toy box. That's just a mashal. But the point is, I'm not going to have to tell this person, excuse me, get up, I can't use the box. But in this case, where he decided to carve a chair out of a beam that's made for squeezing olives, and we're going to say to him, on Chaldik's Rav Yid, Amoid Venase Malachtenu, then this keli is not considered Roi Liyeshiva. Okay, so housing over our Mishnah here, Mishnah Gimel, we started out with a stick that we found, and we temporarily used it as a handle for an axe. As you're using the axe, it's considered connected, and therefore should Tumma touch the stick, the axe becomes tummy, same as the other way around. Then we spoke about the yoister. The yoister is a piece of wood that has two holes in it, poles going in different directions, it's used for weaving. While you're taka using it for weaving, even the wood is tummy, because it's like a handle for the poles. It's considered one keli. But if you're not working with it, being that usually we pull out the poles and throw away the stick, it's not considered a keli. If, however, you took this deoyster and you set it into a beam that's in the ground, now you want it to be like permanent. You want that deoyster to be available as soon as you need it. You're leaving it here, so now it's makabel tuma. Because now the wood becomes part of the metal sticks. It all works together. But the beam you set it into is not considered part of it. What if you took that beam you set it into and you turned that into the deoyster? You drilled holes into it and you say, good, then let me put my metal poles through this. So whatever you need, in other words, the area of the holes and a chanami, that could become tummy. But if tumma would touch the rest of the beam, the part of the beam over the holes or the part of the beam under the holes, then it's tar. The entire beam is not considered connected to it. Someone takes his chair and he puts it onto a large beam. The chair stays tummy. It doesn't become ice chair. It doesn't become bottle to the beam. But it's not considered al pi halacha connected to the beam. The chair will be tummy. The beam will be tar. What if he goes and he actually uses the top of the beam to make a chair out of it? So the only part that will be tummy will be the part that you need for the chair that he sits on. And if someone goes to the beam that they use to squeeze olives, and he puts a chair on top of it, the chair is tumas midras, but not the beam. If he does more than that, he's really handy. He needs a chair, and there's no chair available. You make a chair. So he takes the top of this beam and carves out a chair. The chair is not tummy. Even the chair part is not tummy. Because we say, Amoid v'nase melachteinu. We say, excuse me, this is a beam for squeezing olives. Where did this chair come from? Zaitz Meichel, please get up. And therefore, the chair is never considered a chair.